Raji Sohal, we send you out and you find all kinds of things in the city to look at and to experience. Your piece today was really different, really interesting.
Yeah, and I'm often talking about things that I saw at an art gallery or at a museum. This piece is about something that I heard, something that I walked through.
No, it's not a horror film. We're not trying to scare you in the morning. Raji, what are we hearing, though, exactly?
It sounds kind of spooky.
It does sound spooky.
Well, that, Nancy, is a tiny excerpt from a three-part sound installation commissioned by the Goethe Institute of Montreal, and which is going on right now at Église du Jésus. The installation is by German composer Hans Tutschku, and he's also currently a professor at Harvard University. He's the head of some kind of electroacoustic program there. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't visited this church before, it is quite a sight. The architecture of the interior is outstanding. To hear any music there would be a treat. There's apparently a 16-second echo, and I tried it. So if you clap your hands, you hear it resonate in the entire building.
Wow.
For all the way up to 60 seconds.
Okay. So great location for something like this.
Absolutely. And like all sound installations, it's a very experiential piece. So it's a little bit hard to describe on that front. And the setup consists of numerous loudspeakers that you can't see. They've all been arranged throughout the church, and they play at great volume. Each speaker is playing a different voice. And
okay.
So the closer you get to one speaker or that area where one speaker might be, the more it feels like you're close to a single voice singing. So it feels like kind of like you're personifying the church with people's voices and with sound.
And so from every location within the church, it would have a different sound to you.
Exactly.
As well.
Okay. And because numerous voices are going on at the same time, you feel like you're almost walking through a choir at moments. And it's a very physical experience. You're welcome to walk, sit. The whole thing is 2 hours long, and any single excerpt of it will provide you that kind of enriching experience. But more than anything, this piece really helps you to see how sound is spatialized. It's spatialized vibration. And here's what the artist, the composer behind it, Hans Tutschku, had to say about that.
So it's really about the space. People have to experience this space. And it's such an overwhelming church. It's by its large volume, but also by the richness of the decoration. So I wanted to compose something which is also kind of totally invading the public.
Invading us.
Exactly.
But it does sound fascinating. So, you know, you move around. You don't have to stay 2 hours, right? It plays 2 hours. You can move around. You can get a sense of how it changes from every location in the church. But I guess it was pretty important to have it in a church.
Yes, it was a very important aspect for Hans. And here he is just talking about that again.
I grew up in East Germany. So till 89, when the wall came down, we did a lot of concerts. And most of them, they were not permitted by the official state. So we were forced to play in churches, because that was kind of the open space. And so for me, the church is beyond its religious and historic and artistic value. It's also for me a place where I could express myself.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
So if I want to check this out,
if you want to check this out, Hans Tutschku's sound installation is on at Église du Jésus now, and it runs until September 27th. You can check out the Goethe Institute website for more information on the times.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
what a
Nancy.
Really interesting, different kind of installation.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's Raji Sohal here on Daybreak. And that was the Daybreak podcast for Wednesday, August 5th. I'm Nancy Wood. Hope to hear from you tomorrow.